With Alberto Gonzalez leaving the Attorney General's office, Washington has begun looking ahead to the post-Gonzalez era. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the change in leadership at the Justice Department may have little impact on Congress's ongoing investigations of the executive branch.
When the U.S. attorney scandal began unfolding back in March, the biggest question, according to Harvard Law professor David Barron, was pretty basic.
The question was, would this mean the attorney general was going to resign? It became clear that he wasn't going to.
And so Congress's investigation grew. It took on a life of its own.
It became a much broader inquiry about what happened to the administration of the rule of law in the Bush administration during this period of time.
And the more the investigation went on,
the more clear it was that the attorney general seemed quite removed from the process.
By the time Gonzalez resigned yesterday, Congress's focus was much broader than just him. Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler has been one of the leaders of the House inquiry.
8 U.S. attorneys were fired, and no one in the Justice Department seems to know why or who decided that they should be fired. Everybody said, I didn't do it. It all seems to point to the White House, and that's why it's very important that that the people from the White House testify and that the documents be forthcoming.
And that pulls the focus to a much larger power struggle between the legislative and executive branches. Today, the debate is over whether White House officials will testify under oath, whether executive privilege covers emails that White House staffers sent from Republican National Committee accounts, and whether lawmakers have a right to see the legal rationale for the president's domestic spying program, issues that have much more to do with the White House than with the Justice Department or the Attorney General. Republican former Justice official David Rifkin sees this clash in almost epic terms, where Gonzalez played only a small role.
There's unfortunately unfolding institutional confrontation between the two political branches, with even some Republicans and certainly virtually all of the congressional Democrats questioning the key constitutional prerogatives of a president.
Rifkin says this debate is really part of a larger disagreement that covers the scope of executive power in every respect.
It's about NSA surveillance. It's about Guantanamo and handling of detainees. It's about the Patriot Act. It's really about every single legal policy issue.
And viewed from that angle,
this battle has to go on no matter if, even if Janet Reno became the attorney general again.
Reno was President Clinton's attorney general. Stanley Brand has studied power struggles in Washington for years. He used to be counsel to the House of Representatives.
I think the battle lines were drawn over this really when the Democrats took control of the Congress.
It almost sounds like you're describing this as sort of a Greek tragedy where the result is foreordained and the characters are just playing their predestined roles.
I think so, because, you know, these disputes, although they grab a lot of attention, they really have gone on in one form or another for 200 years.
There will undoubtedly be people who say the investigations should cease now that Gonzalez has left, says law professor David Barron.
Certainly the Bush White House will say, look, Gonzalez left, what are you still crying about? But the flip side of that is, when Gonzalez was there, they were also saying, what are you crying about? So I think, in fact, they're just opposed to the investigation, no matter whether Gonzalez stays in office or not.
And while the Bush administration has argued for sweeping executive power, not even they believe the White House can unilaterally stop a congressional investigation. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.